Because of Purusha, will be telling us about associator relations and confluence relations. Relation.
Thank you very much. My topic is based on my preprint, which I posted last year. But I will talk about today is the showing I gave up is two relations. First relation is called associator relation. Other is the pentagon relation. Associated relations. Because, and I will also talk about confluence relations. So, this is the relation among the multiple data values that was introduced by Japanese, Hirose, and Sato. They are Japanese number theorists working multiple zeta values. And I will prove that these two relations are equivalent. So that means we can give another, I think, we can give a different presentation of associators. And this part is going to be section one. It's just a review, and section 2 I will include confluence relations, and section 3 I will talk about this equivalence. So let me start first section. Briefly, let me recall the definition of associator. Maybe most of you are know well. So, what's associator? It's a pair, Q. Mu is non-zero rational number. Let me restrict only case rational number Q's. And phi is, this means, formal power series with two variables is non-commutative formal power series, that's 0 and 1. This pair is called associators. If and only if the first condition, it is group like.
It's better not to write in the shadow.
Thank you. see the definition of associator. Let me explain more. Where? B1 is the algebra with generator, 25 generator, T, I, J, I and J, now from 0 to 4, with and relations. Divided by the ideal generated by these relations. And this is definition P5. And this is the conditions. Example, pentagon relations. Let me explain it more. So that's the combination is a bit different from original Dirichlet definitions. Because Dirichlet definition is an algebra, which is called Dirichlet. This is an invitational version of pure braid group with four strings. Some people say this is Greenfeld Conwell the algebra. So this is actually isomorphic to T4 divided by the center. This guy has a one dimensional center. And T4 divided by center, Greenfeld Conwell the algebra divided by center is isomorphic to P5. And I must explain what is this symbol, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5, 2, blah, blah, blah. Paper, actually you can show that this is equivalent. just 1,000 or something. You can show it to me. This is a definition of associator, okay? So, let me just move on. We have a proton detector. What is proton detector? With mu equals 0, then that could ask times this one with this is equal to 0 and satisfy pentagon equation. This is the definition of proton detector. And this indeed is one factor. The product is like this. But this is CH red. This one's a group. And actually, you know the proton detector group. These are free and trans group. And the total associated with each fixed mu zero. You can show it. That's also what we're doing now. Proton detector graphs free and transitively on the set of associator with a fixed mu zero. That's short with you. And let me explain talk about. It's quite a short explanation. How is associated with the match to zeta value? The case equations and the special constant of p1 at 3 points by taking a regularized normally you can associate a certain non-commutative form of our series which is called case associators. It's the element C coefficient the very interesting point of this series is that actually, if you consider expansion, nonlinear expansions, you can show that. Zeta value, it's coefficient. Yes.
Plus. plus what terms?
Mm-hmm.
You, there's the expression with the MGV and then plus something terms.
I'm explaining now, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. This can be written in a complicated way, but some regularized techniques. But this term we can be calculated by some method of function. I would like to present it a bit complicated. Thank you very much.
Can you say what you prefer this definition to the usual one of an oscillator?
Hmm?
Can you say in a few words why you prefer this definition?
Very few words. We have a projection from P4 to P5 whose kernel is centered. But more or less like this.
Hmm? But why do you prefer this version?
Because it's easy to remember.
But you have to have one. You have to have one relation in your algebra. So
why?
The second relation. I mean, that from my point of view, T4 is simpler than P5. Because P5 has one more relation than T4.
P5 has one more relation, but it's a relation.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Killing the center or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I prefer this formulation. This is what I call associated relations. Conjecture equality between the multiplicative group and the perpendicular type group. focus. That's short explanation. And let's explain second section about confluence relations. There's another relation among the multiple data value called confluence relations. Let's say G is a complex number which is not equal to 0. You consider the non-commutative polynomial being H, this is E0. E1 and 1 more parameter in G. And A1.
Sorry,
yes.
Again, Z is written in the shadow.
Okay,
Z
okay,
belongs
so
to 0,
okay.
1, or I just can't?
Yeah, I changed my mind. I will, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, and just understand this A1z is what nothing ends on E0.
No, nothing, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a set of words which doesn't end in E0.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
just linear. Let me explain here. You have two things. It's a Kronecker delta function. You have two things. Alpha equals 0 or 1. Generally, you have two things. And here, AI, AI plus 1. Here, this is a basis. So all AI should be 0 or G or 1. If these two sets equal us, symmetrically, it takes 1. If not, 0. And here, you meet alpha.
So,
yes.
So the Z, so you have an infinity of algebras, AZ, and when, so the map is
I didn't make a comprehension,
so the map is zero if Z is not zero or one, is it correct?
If this doesn't contain Z, then this is zero.
Oh, but sometimes it kills EZ, but sometimes it kills the other one, right? Because it always kills number I, and number I is sometimes the Z part, and sometimes it is the, right? So it doesn't always kill the same generator.
Because you want delta Z alpha, so it means that Z should be equal
AI.
To
AI or AI plus 1, and so this is a set of series, so sometimes this is 1.
It is AI?
Yeah, AI and AI plus 1,
yes.
So
yeah.
You have a set.
So the pair should be equal to the other.
Yeah, pair, yes.
Ordered pair.
No, just a set.
But whenever Z is not 0 or 1, this map is 0.
Yes.
Yeah, because whenever Z is not 0 or 1, this set...
But Z by definition is not 0 or 1, right?
Yeah.
0, 1, and Z.
Yeah.
So there are three letters.
Yeah. 0, 1,
so how could it possibly be that the set Z alpha is equal to the set AI, AI plus 1?
Yeah.
It's possible when AI contains some Z. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
But it doesn't necessarily kill the letter EZ, right? It can. It also kills sometimes E0 or E1.
So here we omit
So from this perspective, it's not like a graded operation under the alphabet. Because it may kill any letter.
It might kill any letter, but so here degree minus 1, yeah?
Yeah, the degree minus 1 in the total number of letters.
Yeah, the total number, just the total number. It's the other degree, so it doesn't behave nicely.
Okay. Thank you. So, explain. Are there derivation type properties of this D, Z alpha? Because constant.
We should expect that. This is just a linear operator. It's too early to expect. Taking the integral. shape. The because we are restricting A0, so this integration converges. And what they prove is that.
Why is it mapped to C? Isn't it mapped to functions of Z?
Later on, we will let Z varies, but so far we are fixing Z, right?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So Z is just a number?
Just a complex number, for example, okay. Equal to 0 and 1. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They show the standard relation. If you can take an image, it is 0. That is the standard relation.
So yes. since the const is the last map,
yeah.
It kills all the z's, right?
Yeah,
all
that's right. Yeah. So this is a constant map.
Mm-hmm. So in the end,
And what is standard relations? The standard relations are relations like here. This is the standard relations. The standard relation is called spectrum. So standard relation is not a relation of the magical zeta value, but it's a relation of the magical point by zeta relation. It's not a relation of magical zeta values. So what to do? How we can obtain the relation of magical zeta values? How you deduce the energy good from multiple point values? That's easy, so you can consider some limit. And the one parameter is equal to 1. Of course, it doesn't make sense. It's a kind of, you have to linearize it. So the interesting idea is they have somehow shown the map, algebra map. It's the algebra map. It's sent to here and then it's connected. And once we have this map, you can consider. Mm-hmm. You can consider the image. Yeah? Yeah? Then, because this is commutative, this is zero. Yeah? So you will obtain the magical zeta relation of magical zeta. This is comprehensive relation. Let me explain.
Z equals 0, right? Probably.
Probably. They didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it becomes O0. But okay, so let me fix it. What is lambda? So Mach lambda is very complicated. But let me explain what is lambda. Lambda is a map from A0 to A0. First, you can show that Mach is algebraically, as a shuffle algebra, it is minus 2. Take a shot for that. Composition of G6 morphism. This turns out to be algebraic homomorphism. And this makes diagram compatible. This is their definition. It's really complicated. But you know, once you prove that this is compatible, then from standard relation, you will get the relations of multiple zeta values. They didn't discuss it. They have just constructed this map. So, this map. And they showed that this image is there. But for me, so Philosophically, this is just a limit argument. They didn't discuss it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it known what's the geometry behind this algebraic construction?
So what I prove that this is equivalent to pentagon. Mm-hmm.
So this is yeah, but
So to be honest, so the geometry is same. Mm-hmm. They didn't discuss any geometric argument, but yeah, for me, mm-hmm. yeah, it looks apparent that they are working M05, and they are essentially working on M05. Mm. And, okay, can I keep on? And they showed conference relations, presumption relations, and also reality relations, and the conjecture that. EA, this is 0.1, and you have 2. Universal enveloping algebra, free leaf algebra. This can also identify this. We write a home about this. Just identify these two. We introduce three varieties, xz, this I do not, means p1 minus 0, 1, infinity, and z. These are any complex number which is fixed. and M0 ball. This is confidential space. P1 divided by P0. And M0 ball, 5. This is the confidential space. P1 divided by total of the interaction. You have an indication this is the honest one. You can identify a key. You have some of these are sub algebra. There's a homology so draw complex. we can upgrade their argument not on A side but on B side. Let me see. We have different positions. And we have inclusion. And we define beta to be the corresponding object. This then is corresponding to this. We have a beta. And we have a constant object. We have an AG here. And AG mapped to A by the constant object. And we have an inclusion from AG to the beta. We can extend this map to constant here. Let this happen. I mean, constant here. Inclusion from AG to beta. We have a differential. It's just a linear map. We can extend this map to B side, which I cannot take that half chamber. We can also upgrade their tools. We can also upgrade the standard relations. What's the standard relation? Standard relation is the joint kind of the composition of right? This is the definition of standard relations, right? We can also upgrade this standard relation to and here I request this beta. This is an upgraded version of standard relations. We can upgrade the standard relation to this two dimensional story. From A side by the map J, you will recover standard deviations. It's more technical things. You can consider the image 351 and standard deviation, upgraded standard deviation. This is 0. P is an element of UX2, so this is only metamask side, but you can consider the inclusion 351 to UP like that. And this is a pairing of B side. This is always zero. And these two plays an important role for the two. I'm almost in the proof. To prove this, we have to use some formula, which is a key formula. The formula is like this. for any group actually. And any. Yes, let's see. The four factor. And as a map lambda is equal to here, this is the lambda. This is the map which Satan Hill has constructed. And so this is the pairing A star. And here, this is the element U P phi. And J is the map from Z to B. So this is a way how to calculate the pairing under the map algebraic homomorphism constructed by Satan Hill. This is the pairing A side, and this is the pairing with this side. This is the method to calculate pairing from A side to B side. And this T formula is very important. Once you prove this formula, the proof is almost easier. Suppose that you find that the data, then you can rewrite this formula to the other side of the class. You have one. So but I this shows here we assume phi is associator. So that means associator then phi is like a pairing. Also works in a square similar way. You can again use this T formula.
So,
yes.
How do you remove a 5124?
5124, it's easy to contribute, to see that it never contributes. So you can consider the polylogarithm, you know, say, okay, in your AB, theta u. Let me explain this one by the space. Formula. pairing S side and this is the pairing D side. This is good. So the proof implication of this relation implies associated relation also like this. If confluence relation or what? Then this is always zero for any standard equations, right? So this is zero. And from which you can also derive this. The other side is a pairing. It was shown by Hirose and Sato, it implies confluence relation implies duality relation from which you can reverse. And by the same reason which I wrote before, you can show that these two actually never contribute. So you get this product of five elements. And then, because pairing is zero, so this means that this five product, the product of five elements, belong to standard relations, remains to standard relations. The pairing is always zero. And you can also show that if you take a projection, this was one, and also this was two. You can easily show that this is actually one. The intersection of two inverse of two projections and complement is an image of the standard relation. This is one. And from which you can show that this is one. And then, five elements are equal to one in unified. And then, by the fact, the permutation of S5, permutation of 2 and 5, you will see get 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5, 1, 3. That's how we explain, how I explain.
Sorry, just an equation. So you add those 5, 5, 1, 5, 3, and 5, 4 to 1 to be in the preimage of 1 on the projection 3 and 2.
So this you have a G. Sorry, my explanation is fast. So this product, yeah? If we take a projection 2, 3, mm-hmm. then it goes to 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it becomes two cycle relations. And the guarantee relation becomes one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is inverse image. Mm-hmm. And that's and also it also lies on the
So that's for that you add those two files.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you can show that the intersection of this three is a set of sets which are equal to one. And then you can derive this is equal to 1. And then, permutation acts on it, you will get this equation. So, let me explain in short. Here we assume confluence relations, right? So, if confluence relations holds for 1, right? Then, this implies that this is equal to 1. So this means that equivalent representations of growth and expansion of growth and associated heights. We can show that the set of associated heights is actually thank you very much. My talk is
here. Any questions?
Yes, so is it easy to see in this new language that GRT is a group and associators is a...
No. So even they didn't realize, they were not aware of this as a structure at all for us.
So I have one maybe technical question and one conceptual. So how is it from this presentation, this the confluence, is it obvious that the linear terms vanish?
The linear term vanish. No.
But they do vanish, right? But they do vanish. Is it a consequence of confluence?
Sorry, I have to write this part clearly, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is V belongs to exponential.
You assume they vanish.
Yeah.
That
was assumption.
Okay.
Even they assumed it. Yeah.
Okay. And maybe some more conceptual question. Could you say? So what's good about those confluence relations? What's right? In which situations this is something which is easier to use or whatever? Because at the moment, naively, it looks like something very complicated. But probably, what's the good side of it?
So
where can you?
That's a pentagon free, right? That's a pentagon free presentations, right? Pentagon free. So we don't use braids and pentagons. So.
Sure,
but
then what becomes easier if
that
we
become easier
if we use confluence?
So for example, the calculation of the linear relation of multiple zeta value, if we use associator, we have to we'll be bothered on pentagons and braid matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is also one dimensional matters. So it might be easier to calculate, I don't know.
Oh, but confluence is some kind of they are set up as linear relations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pentagon a priori is some kind of bunch of huge non-linear relations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Further questions? So let us thank Hidekazu once more.